Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to a very special holiday edition of Schmimcast. Thank you for listening. A couple of things to promote. Improv Schmimprov will be doing another show at the Brea Improv on January 14th. Please come out and support Improv Schmimprov, challenging once again the All Puppet Players at the Brea Improv. For tickets, go to improv.com. Also, ladies and gentlemen, starting in January at Theater Out in Santa Ana, California, the All Puppet Players will be presenting the glorious musical from Broadway, Avenue Q. Come out and see the hilarious Broadway hit with puppets and people and lots of laughs and joy and dirty jokes and fun and delight and wonderment. That is starting January 13th through the end of February at Theater Out in Santa Ana, California. And now...
The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
The Schmimprov Before Christmas by A.J. Murden. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the Maverick, all the Schmims were sleeping. Yes, I even mean Patrick. Their stockings were hung all across the stage. No one could afford a chimney, not on a Schmimprover's wage. There was Nate and Dave all snuggled in bed, because too much wine could go straight to your head. And Spencer dreamed, and so did Drew, with visions of things that they liked to do. When suddenly there arose such a clatter, everyone awoke and wondered what was the matter. Away to the door they flew like a flash, except Ryan Clark, who was hiding his stash. But outside the theatre there stood a jolly old elf, complete with sleigh and reindeer. Keel almost wet himself. The little old driver was so lively and quick, they knew in an instant that it couldn't be A.J. Murden. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
"Ho, ho, ho," he said with a voice so true. "Improv Schmimprov, I've finally found you."
But his eye didn't twinkle and his mouth didn't smile. In fact, he was frowning and looking quite vile.
"You're on the naughty list, Schmimprov, and I don't give a hoot. You're not giving Jamie enough power. What's all that about?"
And maybe it was the way he pronounced that last word. And maybe it was because he just looked absurd. Or maybe it was the Canadian flag emblazoned on his chest. Of course it was Jamie Sheil. Anyone could have guessed. Everyone was pissed. Well, wouldn't you be? He'd woken them all up. That son of a bee. But as they walked back into the Maverick, out of the cold, a wondrous sight did they behold. Presents had filled their stockings to the brim. Even Darnish got presents, yes, even him. They all ran to see if this was a trick played while Jamie was being a dick. But they had presents, both great and small. They opened them with glee, opened them all. Patrick got steroids, and Megan was pleased. Nick got a powder to cure him of fleas. On Enrique's card were the words Feliz Navidad, and was told that because he was Mexican, he was probably someone's dad. Buster got singing lessons, and Darnish got a new colon. Spencer got the second half to a hairy chest, which had to be sewn on. Amber and Lindsay got alcohol, but Dave got none. Instead, he and Curtis shared a book about getting some sun. Jason got some height, but no, not for Drew. Santa doesn't give presents if you're a Jew. Jamie got a green card, and then to Miles was given a dancing monkey that unfortunately had piles. Nate got laid, and Keel was given a book on history, while Ryan Clark was given the gift of having his junk remain a mystery. A brand new bridge was given to Sean Cato. Everyone hoped he wouldn't burn this one too. Sarah can now do improv with her sister alongside. Whether a gift or a curse, I'll let you decide. And somewhere, across the Atlantic, in the motherland of England, a miracle was happening, and was very close at hand. AJ was given his visa, and would soon be on his way, back to his family of Schmimprovers to laugh and play. And so, with gifts around and friends close by, they walked outside and looked up to the sky. And they just heard Santa say, as he flew out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Schmimcast. Hey there, Schmim friend. Schmim blit blit blit. Okay, try that again. Hey everybody, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and I'll see you all next year. Bye. This is Spencer, by the way. I forgot that part. Oh, got it. Okay. Hey, everybody. This is Spencer. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I'll see y'all next year.
What did you do tonight on stage?
I did a lot of things that can't ever be known about.
Oh, come on. Come on. Tell us what you did.
I'm sure Miles will have no trouble telling you exactly what I did tonight. All so right. We'll just let him handle it.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Goodbye.
You're listening to a Holiday Schmimcast.
Hello, out there. This is Jesse Moriarty. I'm not here often enough. I'm in Georgia. And when in Georgia, I like to entertain children at a local children emporium. And the story I read to them is actually one which I paraphrased based off a beloved holiday classic and my knowledge of my own friend, Drew Boudreau from Improv Schmimprov. It's called How the Drew Stole Christmas. Goes like this. Every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Drew, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Drew hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be, perhaps, his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think the most likely reason of all could have been that he was Jewish. Thank you.
Schmimcast. Hello, this is Jamie.
Hello, I am Miles. But also, I am Jamie.
I am Miles. I am input.
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 Hello. You are holding
input.
That.
I'm holding that.
It is time for holding.
I am you now.
We are holding.
I am you.
I am love. You. Love is love.
Love is him and I am me.
I am you.
I
and
am
he
you.
Is me.
I am us.
And love is all around us.
We are in the love.
This is the love that surrounds us.
Love is all around and we are in the middle of it.
Do you know what it smells like?
Love.
Yes. Do you know what else?
What?
It smells like... Like fluffy clouds.
You smell like fluffy clouds.
That's because I'm surrounded by all the love.
I am in the clouds and they're fluffy.
The fluffy clouds. Do they feel comfy, the fluffy clouds?
I'm lying on the fluffy clouds, lying on you.
Oh, I thought that was just another cloud.
No,
I didn't realize it was you.
No, this is love.
Oh, all the love on me and under me.
I'm going away. I'm going back down to earth.
But where will the love come from when you are gone?
From the middle of the earth.
From the middle of
earth? There's a big heart in the middle of the earth.
Oh, it is like a candy with a heart in it.
I am like a candy with a heart in it.
Are you going to break open the earth to get to the candy?
I have such big hands. I will break open the earth and get to the candy in the middle.
That's good. Do I get to eat any of the candy?
I cannot send it to the clouds because it's candy.
Can I come down to the cracked earth and take some of the candy and bring it back to the clouds?
Yes.
And then eat it surrounded by love?
Yes.
I look forward to this process.
I am this process.
You are the process?
Yes.
So I will need to be with you for the process.
Yes, and that's why we are love.
That's what love means.
I am love.
It means being with each other for the process.
We are through the process.
The process is over.
We are done.
That was fast.
But we are still love because there's a new process.
Love never ends.
Love.
It's a process that is ongoing.
Love is a process.
Love is a process. Toot.
Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun. Tutankhamun love.
He was the first one to love.
I was the first one to love.
You were Tutankhamun?
I was Tutankhamun.
It is very nice to meet you.
I am here.
Tutankhamun, you've destroyed the earth and cracked it open for candy, and we have all eaten the candy.
In the middle of the earth is a heart.
Yes, that we ate it. That was the process.
I was the first one to fall in love.
Tutankhamun was the first to fall in love. Do you know who the second one was?
No.
Kim Kardashian
was the second to fall in love.
That process is over now. It has ended.
So has Tutankhamun.
But you know what will happen in heaven?
Heaven. Heaven will happen in heaven.
Heaven will happen in heaven. And Tutankhamun and Kim Kardashian, do you think they will love each other?
They will start a process that will never end.
It will never end because it's love.
And when it is Tutankhamun and Kim Kardashian, it is never-ending.
Never-ending love.
Love.
You know what they will call themselves?
The never-ending lovers.
The never-ending lovers, Tutankhamdashian. Tutankhamdashian.
Tutankhamdashian.
Kim Tutankhamdashian.
Tim Tutankhamdashian.
Yes, because love means making more complicated names out of simpler names.
Because love is complicated.
Love is complicated.
But it is wonderful.
And ongoing.
Always ongoing.
And comfy like a fluffy cloud.
One time I saw love going to end and I said no.
You said, wait, love, don't yes. you know?
I said...
What did love say back to you?
Said, you can't hurry me.
Love said that to you?
Yes.
But you were trying to prolong it.
I know, and I was trying to hurry it.
You... Did love get confused when you spoke like that to
Yes, me? I did not speak anymore to love.
Oh, so you are no longer on speaking terms with love.
No, but I am Tim Tutankhamdashian.
Tutankhamdashian. I forgot how they
pronounce
their name.
Tim Tutankhamdashian.
Tutankhamdashian.
That is, I am half of
and
that.
And you are fluffy like a love cloud.
And you are the love cloud.
We are together, little particles of love vapor.
You are Kim Kardashian and I am Tutankhamun.
And our love will be endless and never ending and endless.
And never ending.
And never endless.
And endless.
And ever ending.
And the letter E.
Also, Merry Christmas.
Also, I am Christmas.
What? You're Christmas and love?
Have me.
I will have you merrily. I'm afraid there's nothing left for me to be, though. You're being everything.
You can be me.
I can be you also.
And then we will be everything together.
Okay. It makes this conversation seem a little weird, though.
No, it makes it feel good.
Oh, I'm contradicting myself.
I am contradicting.
I'm contradicting.
Contradicting.
I am Tim Kardashian Common.
I am you.
I am love.
I am love.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Enrique hates Christmas. Bah humbug. Show me them titties. Chichis para mí. Chichis para ti. Chichis para todos, pero chichis para mí. Hey!
I'm Patrick Hine, and I'm here with my wife, Megan.
I'm Megan Hine.
We're both going to talk about the best gifts that we've ever gotten from each other for Christmas as a married couple. Last year, Megan is in charge of my wardrobe. I don't know how to shop, so I trust that she knows what she's doing. And last year, she got me all clothes, 100% clothes, all clothes, and 100% none of them were right. Some of them were too small, some of them were too gay. It was just not good.
The gay part isn't true.
No. There were some jeans that I literally had to peel off my legs. I washed them once and they were like painted on my legs.
That was a Levi's issue. Please don't buy Levi's.
I'm an all express jeans man from here on out. Levi's are no bueno.
Well, the thing about Pat is he always has, and I probably shouldn't even say this because now I was going to feel like he has to do it this year, but he always does a secret gift. He always, you know, we open presents and we're like, oh, it's so great. And then he'll like walk up to the tree and he'll like pull something out of like the middle of the tree and be like, what's this? I'm like, I don't know. What is it? And it's always like something that he buys extra for me, which is very sweet. And it always surprises me because he's kind of a Scrooge. We call him Scrooge. We call him...
The only thing I love more than Megan is money.
Yeah, so his name is Scrooge, or when it's endearing, it's Uncle Scrooge.
Sometimes it just drives me crazy when I don't have enough of it.
Yeah, so when he gets me something extra, I know it's special because I know that it came from his heart.
It's true. Thank you, baby. I love you.
I love you.
Now I'm going to crush this dream for a minute.
Oh, no.
I always put that secret gift in there as a backup because you always outdo me. So I always pull it out. But one day I hope to not pull it out. That
You're going to return it?
Well, yeah, because I need to use that as my it's my buffer.
Merry Christmas.
And to all a good night.
This is Schmimcast.
This is Nick McGee and Curtis Anderson of Improv Schmimprov.
Yay, yay!
We're recording a little tidbit for the holiday season. Happy holidays to everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
What the fuck just happened?
I have good news for you, actually, for everybody who doesn't know.
Yes.
Right now,
what do we don't
outside
know?
At the Fullerton train station
yes.
is the light train that
the
travels
train.
From city to city. And they do toy collecting for underprivileged children.
Oh, that's what they
and
do.
And they're doing an announcement out there right now. So as I pulled up, all of a sudden all the parking was filled, and I was like, it's an hour before showtime. This is some bullshit. And and then I realized that there was all this
oh,
sound.
God damn it.
They're singing about a Martian Santa Claus right now. Santa just said, what if there was a Santa Claus out there in our solar system other than me? Other beings. And now they're singing this song called Martian Santa Claus.
Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen.
And Katie's mind just blew up.
Yes. And
we didn't even...
and Ryan's like, just like, oh, no. Right. That's fair. No.
But... We have a special guest straight from Mars.
Straight from Mars.
This is Chochum.
Yes. Chochum, how are you?
Hello, kids.
He can call us kids because we're so young compared to how old he is. Do they even know how old you are anymore, Chochum?
I'm 70 billion years old.
Oh, he's a youngster.
Wow, totally. Yeah. I mean, when we crank up to 70 billion, that's already...
That's 70 billion.
That's a lot.
Damn.
You smell like you have soft skin.
I'm suddenly very uncomfortable being the one standing next to Chochum. He's got a very long beard and a very big stick.
You know what's really good, though? What Chochum does best is his orgasming.
Oh.
So, Chochum, can we have a little bit of that orgasm?
Well, I can't do it on command, but... oh yeah, right there. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'll get you a towel.
Oh, yay.
Nick, I could use a wet nap.
Yeah, you need
yeah. That was...
Well, if you fell asleep, you'd be having a wet nap right now.
Oh! Even grosser. Oh.
Thanks, Chochum.
Thank you, Chochum.
Oh, wait, are you leaving? Oh, you're staying. Good. I like that Curtis's lovely wife, Renee, was here and just left. She was like, I'm not having to do with any of this.
Yes. A Christmas message from the Andersons. Oh, wait. Just me.
Just Curtis.
covered in Martian spoo.
That'll be your Christmas card this year. It's just Curtis. He's like...
With
an awkward look on your face. And
it's like Martian bukkake.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And I hope nobody has to clear their snorkel on your leg.
Thank you, Curtis.
You're welcome, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you, Chochum. Wait, can we get another orgasm? Like, I feel like there's more foreplay that
you
Chochum...
You have no idea what the refractory period is like. It takes me 13 years.
Just to get the balls up in the scrotum? Is that how...
Scrotum's my brother, have you met him?
Choke him.
He's quite the guy. Has a used mattress business.
Scrotum, the used mattress salesperson. It's so good. It's so gross. Last night was like all about what Chochum would say if he was having sex and about to come. It was like all like...
That's it? That's all he said?
Sorry. I can't talk right now.
Let's cheat. I don't have any.
Hold the tip.
When he's done, don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Let go.
Stay still. Stay still. No, just a little. Just move a little. Just a little. Just back.
And what's so sick is this has how he enters the stage every night when we do our show.
Any children on Mars? We just though like... I wish you did.
This is Dave Chorley here.
Yeah.
Improv.
Because first Kemar goes, I hear him coming.
Yes.
And Baldar's always next to me and goes, ooh. And then like two lines later, it's, but they have children's bodies. And Voldar goes, hmm. So I think actually Voldar might be a little bit of a pedophile.
That's what I think he's just really confused. But he's grossed out by Betty.
Completely.
Point.
That's why I can't remember her name. Like, right. Like, I'm not even going to think about it. His mind seems to be a lot on Billy. Like, he keeps bringing Billy up, you know? He keeps, all right, pointing out how fat he is. Yeah.
Right. Mm. Ah, I see.
He likes the chubs.
He likes
He's a chubby girth. Chaser. Curtis is taking over for my part next Friday.
Oh, shit.
So... He has no rehearsal.
All right. This will be fun.
And he can't be Chormar because he's just got to be his own dude.
Yeah.
So what
are you going to have a special name?
Yes, I. We went through a few. We were thinking Kermar.
Kermar?
But that's too close to Germar.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were thinking Andmar, but that's also awful
we
close
have
to Andy.
Andymar.
Exactly,
yeah.
And that's a problem. So what I've decided for my name for next weekend is Turtlet.
I'm against this name.
Turtlet.
How about placeholder Mar? Curtis Anderson Mar.
Yeah. Wait, television's Curtis Anderson Mar.
I like that. Turdmar's pretty funny, though.
Turdmar.
Is it Turdmar or Turdmar?
Turdlet, but
Turdmar. Oh, Turdlet, that's it.
Turdmar. You said Turdmar, yes.
Sounds clearly, so wrong.
Clearly better.
It is always how better if shows? Renee says yes.
Wait, how many shows are you doing?
Oh, no.
Just one.
Just the one.
Hmm.
Just one. But I did that for our bilingual listeners.
Why?
When I said Uno.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. And I was also
so many
contemplating
Mexicans listen to this.
Only Enrique. I was also contemplating doing the entire show in German. Unter Santa Clausen. Ja? Ja?
That would be good.
Ja, come on, ja.
You could be Deutschmar.
Yeah, Deutschmar.
I like that.
Ja.
That could work.
Lederhosen?
Lederhosen?
Sackraut?
Hosenmar.
Adolfmar. Oh, Jesus. Third Reichmar.
Excuse me, have you seen Kyle? About this tall? Have you seen Kyle? Have you? Yeah. So, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, everyone. Yay! You're welcome. Thanks, Curtis. Yeah. Thanks, Chochum. Thanks, David.
I was going to eat.
Thanks, Renee.
Thanks, Nick.
You're welcome, Nicky.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas, I love you.
We made a joke earlier that that you left because we were being too vile.
I'm married to Curtis Anderson, so there's no such thing as too vile for my ears.
So, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Schmimcast.
Hi, my name is Drew Boudreau. I have here an ancient artifact. This is a 2,000-year-old letter from Joseph, the husband of the Virgin Mary. Dear world, I find the celebration of the birth of my illegitimate son quite offensive. No matter where I go, I am reminded that my wife had an affair with the Almighty and produced an offspring that I had to raise with my own money and employ in my own carpentry shop. And mind you, he was not very good. The rule is measure twice and cut once. Well, Jesus Christ, he was terrible. Anyway, have a merry, what do you call it, winter solstice.
I'll see you in hell.
I'll see you later.
I need an enema because I'm full of shit.
Hello, this is Roshrek.
Hello, this is Nick McShrek. Shrek!
Good morning, Shrek.
Good morning, Shrek. Eat some eggs and bacon, Shrek.
I'm making waffles.
Oh, I love waffles and bacon and shit, Shrek. Make me some more. I'm gonna wish you a Merry Shrekmas.
Oh, this is gonna be entertaining.
Come on, Shrek. We're so stupid, Shrek.
You're dumb.
We're the dumbest of all the Shreks. I just want y'all to know you should go on YouTube and look up Spider Wars.
Do a search for Spider Wars.
But make sure you look at the one that Nick McShrek put up, not the other ones, because I looked and there were some weird ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What else was there, Shrek?
I don't know. It was like Spider Man and he was doing stuff.
Oh, that was recorded by some bitch.
Stupid bitch, Shrek.
You gotta look up the Spider Wars with the plastic spider on the hand.
I'm glad I'm on Schmimprov.
Welcome to Schmimprov, Shrek.
I'm for sure not on this team, Shrek.
You is
I do the sound.
You run the buttons.
I run the buttons and date the people.
And you date the Schmimprovers.
And I laugh a lot.
And you laugh a lot. That's why we keep you around.
Yeah.
Have a Merry Christmas, Shrek.
You too.
Happy New Year.
Man, I love you.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Go eat some waffles.
I want some cheese.
I'm done.
Do you want some barbacoa?
No, I want to go away.
Why you want to go away, Shrek?
I feel like I'm really not funny.
But you're so funny.
I don't think that's true. I think only you think I'm funny.
What do you think, Shrek?
I think she's funny.
Thing.
Ro Shrek.
Hey, what?
Make a joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Shrek? Who's there? Make a joke.
Shrek, it's me, donkey.
Oh, Shrek, it's me, donkey. Who?
Oh. I'm not on Schmimprov, Shrek.
We gotta work on it.
This is the reason.
We gotta work on this before Thursday.
All right, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Shrek.
Shrek who?
Come on.
That was good, Shrek. I'm proud of you, Shrek.
It's AJ. No. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's AJ.
AJ who?
Oh, come on, Shrek. Some stupid trick back.
That was funny. Merry Christmas.
You better listen to Schmimcast, Shrek, or you ain't cope.
Hello, everyone. This is Ryan from Improv Schmimprov. Ryan Clark, to be more specific. For this Christmas season, I just thought we should remember the elderly, because they are a very wise, important part of all of our lives. And so I brought on my grandfather, Humphrey Clark, to tell you a story about his life. So this is my grandfather, Humphrey.
Oh, hello, Ryan. Hello, everyone. How are you all today?
I'm just good. I just wanted to ask you a little question.
Sure, go ahead. What is it?
Well, Grandfather, have you ever been in love before?
Have I ever been in love? Yes, once. But that was a long time ago. It was farther back than any of you could possibly remember. The year was 2007. Everyone was still in shock that Charlie from Lost had just died, and everyone was saying, "Who is this Juno girl I've been hearing so much about?" People were content with having their text messages and their music on two separate devices. Our president was white, and Michael Jackson was still a living corpse. Those were simpler days back then. Oh, I'm sorry, I dazed off a little there. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Her name was Veronica Crawford, and she was a true beauty. It was a warm summer's day, and I was going to Circuit City. Now, in case you aren't sure what a Circuit City is, it's like the Best Buys you kids like to shop at. I was going in there to buy a DVD copy of Little Miss Sunshine. You have to remember that this was before Blu-ray. We didn't have Blu-ray back then. Now they are everywhere. But it was there that I ran into Veronica Crawford. She was there to buy Weezer's Red album, and I fell instantly in love with her. I nervously approached her, and I attempted my best Borat impression. This was when Borat impressions were still new and funny. Needless to say, it made her laugh, to which I replied, "Very nice." It was there that I asked her if I could add her on MySpace. Those were some of the best days of my life, those days on MySpace. We were on each other's top eight. We would leave each other comments about how we liked each other's profile songs. You kids today have a button that you could just push to say you like something. Back then, we needed to actually type out and leave a comment on the things that we liked on other people's profiles. You have no idea how lucky you are. But then Facebook came along and changed everything. You see, around this time, people who were on MySpace were starting to go over to Facebook. Veronica wanted to move over to Facebook so she could put in a relationship with Humphrey Clark and not just in a relationship. But I just wasn't ready to make the move. I already had almost 800 friends on MySpace. I wasn't ready to start over somewhere else. Needless to say, she moved on to Facebook and I stayed behind. That was the worst mistake of my life. I eventually moved over to Facebook in 2008, but it was too late then. I was never able to find her. But I suppose that's how things go. I don't even know if I would recognize her if I saw her today. Things change. People change. MySpace is a ghost town. Pluto is no longer a planet. Everyone is fed up with Dane Cook. It was a better world back then. All right, thank you, Grandpa. Merry Christmas, everyone. Good night.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ding, ding-a-ding, that's a nickname for my cock. Schmimcast!
So, I'm not much for Christmas cheer, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna read you a Christmas card that I just got right now. We're gonna read this together for the first time. Noel is what it says on the front. May all the love and laughter fill your holidays with magic and wonder. That's gay. Christmas is gay. Nick, why am I doing this? Take the mic away from me, please. Oh, yeah, and I'm Sean. Christmas is gay.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Vaginas are delicious.
Hey, Nikki.
Yes.
Nikki, mm-hmm. this is the new Lay's Garden Tomato and Basil. If I eat this on the air, do you think they'll give you sponsorship?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so, wow, these are Lay's Garden Tomato and Basil. Mmm, tastes like shit, actually.
Garden Tomato and Basil chips, all right.
Wait, that went like, these taste like shit. May I try?
Oh. That is not the flavor that belongs in a chip.
No!
A stunning endorsement.
It's not bad, you know, but when you drink a beer, you don't want to taste ketchup, you know? When you eat a chip, you don't want to...
Tomato and basil, apparently. No, thank you. I've got minty gum in right now.
I thought those were... I have my Invisaligns in. I can't even... No, that'll mean the taste will stay in my mouth for like...
Hours. When Nikki and I hear people say, taste like shit, we don't hear that as a ringing endorsement.
For the fettuccine brand.
The fettuccine brand.
It does taste like pasta in a solid chip form.
A solid chip form. Yeah. Absolutely what it is.
That was literally like when Ryan Clark was doing his Schmimcast and he opened up the diet caffeine-free Dr. Pepper and was like, wow, that tastes awful.
Just in everyone that comes to the Schmimcast, they just have to bring a food they haven't tried.
Yeah.
Bring coffee? Terrible.
Go ahead.
I typically bring coffee and then slurp it through most of the episode. And I was kind of doing stuff the other night, and I had the Schmimcast up, and I was listening to mine because Nate mentioned that he had listened to mine, and I was like, I don't remember what I said. And I noticed that every like 7 minutes, I'd slurp really loud on that mic and just be like.
During your recording?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember it the first time.
I don't remember
it. But I noticed
but
it the last time I listened to it.
I haven't listened to it in a while. So.
Yeah, exactly, right? Who has? And if you haven't, make sure you go back to Schmimcast and check out that one.
Everybody's going to think you were going like going down on me between questions.
No, because you were talking to Will.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. You weren't like, you weren't Cho-Chum. Well. You weren't.
I wasn't Cho-Chum.
You weren't Cho-Chumming it.
I'm going to shoot ropes.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. I am
that's,
filthy.
That's awful. That was truly awful. That was truly awful.
So Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy Holidays.
From Improv.
And, yeah.
And now from a message from our sponsor.
Lay's Garden Tomato and Basil.
Basil.
Tastes like shit.
Have you ever wondered what shit tastes like? Especially shit after you've had some garden and tomato spaghetti sauce? Lay's new basil and tomato potato chips.
Well, I'm sorry, how did they go?
I don't know. This is why I don't talk
labedo?
Without...
She's
drunk.
Labedo. Labedo. Hello, have you seen my labedo? I would like you to feel my libido.
I'm glad you're drinking right before our 8 o'clock performance.
I do much better when I'm actually drinking. I actually can do accents I didn't even know I could do. They just off the top of my head when I'm drunk.
And now she's literally green today.
It's true.
Martian
it's true.
Makeup.
And maybe we should just give her a bunch of... We should just give her a bottle of wine and see what that does to Momar for this show. I'll tell you what. All of a sudden, Momar's going to be in a lot more of this show. She's going to start wandering.
She's going to insert herself in certain scenes.
Great.
And whatnot.
Hey, Nate, have you tried these?
Oh, great!
They're garden tomato and basil chips.
I have had those actually.
You have.
Have you had the creamy Mediterranean new brand of?
You are a lying sack of shit that does not exist.
Absolutely, it's creamy Mediterranean and herb version of the new kettle Lay's, I believe.
I thought you were going to say kettle one Lay's.
I don't.
It's like, wow.
It has to be better than this because I don't like these at all.
Is this the holiday Schmimcast I just walked in on?
It sure is. Yeah.
Oh, I missed it, guys.
No,
we're
you
still
didn't.
Doing it.
You
we're
didn't.
Still doing it.
Oh, okay,
this is
good.
Just the one part of it.
What have I missed?
Well.
It's some really disgusting jokes.
Yeah.
You probably missed a whole lot of plugs for Cheerleaders Must Die.
No. we're changing the title. So starting in January, there's going to be a whole new mess of shit. Yeah.
Now that honor goes to you because you just plugged Cheerleaders Must Die.
So everyone go over to Kickstarter. It's probably too late now for Kickstarter.
It is too late for Kickstarter, but we're on Facebook.
Go on Facebook, cheerleadersmustdie.com. Is that right?
Sure, whatever.
All right.
Like I said, it's all changed.
Curtis will just take a personal check from you. You don't have to donate it all.
My PayPal account is curtisanderson@gmail.com. Just send money.
Not even for cheerleaders, just for Curtis.
Yeah, I could use it. I could use it. Narrative film is not a huge moneymaker. Not until much, much later. So yeah. Yeah, we're going broke.
Renee needs some lingerie.
You're damn right. You're damn right. Or, you know, a house. Like rent.
Oh.
Like rent would be nice. But So what you've actually missed is Cho Chum coming
several
on
times.
Mic and Nikki saying, I'm gonna shoot ropes. So,
no, that was Cho Chum, goddammit.
Nikki was doing Cho
Chum. You know what Cho Chum says when he opens up his lady's legs?
What does he say?
No, what does he say?
Because that's how you enter places on Mars. It's the preferred method of entry.
I'm gonna go have my sandwich. You want to take over on this?
No, I'm gonna go get ready.
Son of a bitch!
God
all right,
damn it.
Never. And hey, Katie, have you tried the delicious Lay's garden tomato and basil chips? Go ahead, try them.
Go ahead.
What is wrong with these chips?
I wish that we had audio for her face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the face that she made was good. Hey, have you tried these chips?
Is it over
these? Kyle Hawkins.
Hello, how are we?
Yeah.
You can handle these?
You can see the wheels.
You're down with this?
Mine.
A little
right
bit,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah? Because there is no way in hell I'm going to finish this bag.
Kyle's
that's
gonna
all,
take
that's all you, buddy.
I got some chips. Oh, Jason, get some chips.
Chavez. What does Chavez think? Here we go.
Chavi.
Get some crunch in there. It's good stuff.
I'm sorry, I'm too fat. It's not sugar enough for me.
Not sweet enough.
Wait, say that sentence again. I'm too fat. It's not sugar enough for me.
It's not sugary enough for me. Yeah.
Oh.
It's as if
sugary.
It was like a really bad
soup.
Like
you said, just
yeah, it really
sugar.
Is, isn't it?
A really bad soup.
In chip form.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's all yours now. Thanks for taking them away.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Kyle's
never say,
the winner of
never
our...
Never say Improv Schmimprov never gave anybody nothing.
Seriously.
We more shitty gifts.
All that in a bag of chips.
Yep. Oh!
I have another Cho Chum punchline.
No, you don't.
Of course I do.
Okay.
Because I thought, and this isn't going to make any sense if you haven't seen the show.
So it'll get cut out.
But I... Fuck you. I'm the editor. Yeah, it probably will.
Yeah.
No, but I thought the punchline to Nate's joke was how does Cho Chum get his lady's legs open?
Yeah.
What is he? That wasn't what he said. He said, what does he do?
What does he say?
What does he say when he opens his lady's legs?
Yes.
Nice turkey baster.
Nice turkey baster.
I'll put it with the others. Which is a line from the show.
That's gross.
Yeah.
That's gross.
That's
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Hey, house is open.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Schmimcast.
How's it going, everyone? This is Jason Booth of Improv Schmimprov. I'm hanging out here with Nick, and he invited me to come and share a little bit of Christmas joy before we head off for the holidays and don't see you for a while. So I thought, what better than a very lovely poem that we all know? It goes back a long time. It's 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. How's that sound, Nick?
That sounds fantastic.
Love it. Wonderful. I'm going to just sort of get into character here, and then I will narrate this lovely poem for you. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and God, it was neat. The kids were both gone, and my wife was in heat. The doors were all bolted, and the phone off the hook. It was time for some nookie, by hook or by crook. Mama and her teddy and I in the nude had just hit the bedroom and reached for the lube. When out on the lawn there arose such a cry, that I lost my boner and poor Mama went dry. Up to the window I sprang like an elf, tore back the shade while she played with herself. The moon on the crest of the snowman we'd built showed a broom up his ass, clean up to the hilt. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a rusty old sleigh with 8 mangy reindeer, with a fat little driver half out of his sled, a sock in his ear and a bra on his head. Sure as I'm speaking, he was as high as a kite, and he yelled to his team, but it didn't sound right. Whoa, shithead, whoa, asshole, whoa, stupid, whoa, putz. Either slow down this rig, or I'll cut off your nuts. Look out for the lamppost, and don't hit the tree. Quit shaking the sleigh, 'cause I gotta go pee. They cleared the old lamppost, the tree got a rub, just as Santa leaned out and threw up on my shrub. And then from the roof, we heard such a clatter, as each little reindeer now emptied his bladder. I was donning my jacket to cover my ass, when down the chimney Santa came with a crash. His suit was all smelly with perfume galore. He looked like a bum and he smelled like a whore. That was some brothel, he said with a smile. The reindeer pooped and I'll just stay here a while. He walked to the kitchen, himself poured a drink, then whipped out his pecker and pissed in the sink. I started to laugh, my wife smiled with glee. The old boy was hung nearly down to his knee. Back in the den, Santa reached in his sack, but his toys were all gone, and some new things were packed. The first thing he found was a pair of false tits. The next was a handgun with a penis that splits. A box filled with condoms, it's Santa's next find, and a 6 pair of panties, the edible kind. A bra without nipples, a penis extension, and several other things that I shouldn't even mention. A cock ring, a G-string, and all types of oil, a dildo so long it lay in a coil. This stuff ain't for kids. Mrs. Santa will shit, so I'll leave him here, and then I'll just split. He filled every stocking and then took his leave with one tiny butt plug tucked under his sleeve. He sprang to his sleigh, but his feet were like lead. Thus he fell on his ass and broke wind instead. In time he was seated, took the reins on his hitch, saying, "Take me home, Rudolph, this night's been a bitch." The sleigh was near gone when we heard Santa shout, "The best thing about sex is that it never wears out." Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope that you find joy spending time with your family or your loved ones, and we are very excited to see you again in January at the start of a brilliant new Schmimprov New Year. Have a happy holidays, a Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and New Year's. Thanks, guys.
This is Schmimcast.
My name is Nate McCarrick. I would like to wish you a Merry Christmas to you and your loved ones. If you don't celebrate Christmas, then I do not wish this to you. Instead, I wish you all the pain and suffering you could possibly endure. I myself do not celebrate Christmas, but I buy things for my girlfriend and no one else. I don't like buying presents for people, but my girlfriend deserves presents. I will be buying her pain and suffering. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the host and producer of Schmimcast, Nicholas McGee. On behalf of everyone at Improv Schmimprov and the Maverick Theater, we'd like to wish you a very happy and safe holiday season and New Year's. We'll see you all at the Maverick Theater every Friday and Saturday night at 11 o'clock p.m. for Improv Schmimprov, Orange County's most popular late-night improv comedy show. Be sure to check us out at the Brea Improv on January 14th. That's a Saturday night at 11 o'clock p.m. Tickets are only $5 with a 2-item minimum. That's January 14th at the Brea Improv, 11 o'clock p.m. Improv Schmimprov versus the All Puppet Players. It's bound to be a hysterical night of hilarious improv. Also, please check out the All Puppet Players production of Avenue Q at Theater Out in Santa Ana. That opens on January 13th at Theater Out Santa Ana. For more information, check out theaterout.com. You can buy tickets. You can also get tickets for the Brea Improv Show at improv.com. Remember, you can always subscribe to Schmimcast Podcast at iTunes. Just search for Schmimcast or Improv Schmimprov on iTunes, and you can have the latest episodes downloaded automatically to your PC and or phone, if you have one of them fancy little iPhone thingamajigger boppers. Also, you can listen to episodes at schmimcast.com, as well as keep up on the latest blog posts from Schmimcast. And you can also check out everything about Improv Schmimprov at improvschmimprov.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next year.
Schmimcast!
I am going downtown, and my belly is round, and you know sugar pie's drinking. I am the number one with bullshit. I have a big face, and you know you can stroke it. I've got a big face.
Enrique hates Christmas. Bah, humbug. Show me them titties. Chichis para me. Chichis para ti. Chichis para todos, pero chichis para me. Hey!